Darkcast Network. Welcome to the dark side of podcasts.
The files are located on the second floor, at the end of a long hallway. The fluorescent lights above flicker on and off. Open the door on the right. In the bottom drawer of a file cabinet, there it is, a folder labeled with three words that are poured onto stories. Stories of history. Stories of people. Stories of death. I'm Luke Poling, and this is Famous Last Words. When it comes to final words said at an execution, there are two ways you can go. One, you can be repentant, asking for forgiveness from those about to kill you, hoping that their better angels will prevail. Or, you can be defiant to the end, defending what you did and apologizing for nothing. This is the path that Sally Bassett chose. Almost all of Sally Bassett's early life is unknown, and all that we do know comes through the lines of ownership, which is a pretty repugnant way to keep track of a human being. So while we don't know where or when she was born or who her ancestors were, we do know that in the late 1720s, she was on the island of Bermuda. In 1730, Sally, as well as her granddaughter Beck, were owned by Mr. and Mrs. Thomas and Sarah Foster. The Fosters also owned one other slave named Nancy. Beck worked in the kitchen, Nancy was the house slave, and Sally was just kind of kept around on the perimeter. Given her age, she was considered pretty worthless, so the Fosters couldn't sell her. They were just kind of stuck with her. This was at a time when a lot of the slave owners on Bermuda were telling stories about being poisoned by their employees. By the human beings that they considered their property. A lot of the slaves on Bermuda were originally from the island, so their extensive knowledge of the local flora and fauna and its various medicinal properties were something that scared their owners. If they knew all the ways that they could very easily kill their owners, what prevented them from doing just that? In accordance with what was seemingly the latest trend, the Fosters and Nancy became sick. After their eventual recovery, Nancy did some snooping around in the kitchen and found several mysterious substances in the kitchen cabinet. Those substances included ratsbane, which is a type of arsenic, machineal root, and a white powder known as white toad. Beck was brought before the Fosters and quickly divulged that she had put the poisons in their food and that it was given to her by her grandmother. She said that Sally had told her to put the powders in the Fosters' food for the explicit purpose of killing them. It is believed that Sally thought that, with the Fosters dead, she, Beck, and all of her other grandchildren owned by the Fosters would be set free. Sally was arrested and put on trial, starting June 1, 1730. Witnesses against her included Beck and 10 white citizens, including Sarah Foster. Justice was quick. Sally was found guilty. When the judge asked her to make a statement that could possibly persuade him to change her sentence, Sally simply stated, "I never deserved it." The judge's decision was clear. "You are to be conveyed to a place of execution," he told Sally, "where a pile of wood is to be made and provided, and you are there to be fastened to a sufficient stake, and there you are to be burnt with fire until your body is dead." It was a hot day, and hundreds had gathered to witness Sally's death. Turning to the crowd following her, she consoled those who were worried they would miss something, telling them, "There'll be no fun till I get there." As she looked upon the spot where she was to be killed, she focused on the logs that she would be standing upon, and that's where her final words were spoken. Still defiant, she looked back to the crowd and said, "Ain't they, darling?" Many on the island hoped that this was the deterrent they needed to stop all of these poisonings, and given the fact that Sally's value was given in court to be only £1.04.6, it would be a low price to pay. But if the goal was to stop Sally and everyone else fighting for freedom, that didn't work. And if the idea was to rid the earth of anything to do with Sally Bassett, well, they didn't do that either. Because of the heat of the day and the fire that killed her, incredibly hot days in Bermuda are still referred to by the locals as Sally Bassett days. Legend also says that while sifting through the ashes after the fire, a small purple iris was found in full bloom. The flower is now the national flower and is called the Bermudiana. And if that wasn't enough, a 10-foot-tall statue of Sally at the stake was unveiled in 2009, making her the first enslaved person to be memorialized in such a way. The statue, called the Spirit of Freedom, shows Sally looking skyward as the flame stands below her. The statue was supposed to be placed in front of City Hall, but after some residents expressed concern that they would have to look at what the actions of their ancestors had wrought on a daily basis, Sally was eventually unveiled on the Cabinet Office grounds. Sally's death was meant to deter other enslaved people from rising up and fighting to be free. Instead, Sally became a symbol for enslaved persons, defiant to the last, a symbol of the ongoing struggle for freedom. The legend of Sally Bassett lives on. Famous Last Words is a production of The Professional Production Company. It is written and narrated by Luke Poling. That's me. It is produced by Heidi Hedquist and myself. Our assistant producer is Sabrina Thompson. You can find the show on Instagram and Facebook under Famous Last Words Pod. And on our website, you can find full transcripts, credits, and much more, famouslastwordspod.com.
Darkcast Network. The light shines brightest on our indie podcasts.
Welcome to Creepy Tapas,
where we do the opposite of deep dives and bring you tiny tastes of terror connected by a common ingredient.
True stories to haunt and chill you and the pop culture they inspired.
Or at least the movies and books that remind us of them.
Join us as we descend into darkness,
beginning with the lighter side of our weekly topic
and wrapping with a full dark, no stars account of terror, madness, murder, and more. It's Creepy Tapas, y'all.